Today Weekend on CKNW News Talk 980. Once again, here's Sean Leslie.
Oh, yeah, bringing it up to the 21st century now. Little Kanye. Mixed with Beethoven's Fifth. Thank you, Lyndon. Well, there's a brand new school for wannabe film stars in Vancouver. Peter Kent is the head instructor of Peter Kent's School of Hard Knocks. He's also a veteran stunt double who was Arnold Schwarzenegger's stunt double for 15 years. Peter Kent joins us now. Hello, Peter. How are you today?
I'm great, Sean. How are you?
Good. Hey, really appreciate you joining us. I think you've led a fascinating life, and I want to get to your school in a few moments. But how did you get into the stunt double business in the first place, Peter?
Well, actually, I went to meet with James Cameron about the very first Terminator, and when I was asked if I would be the stand-in for him, I said yes. And then James turned to me and said I had done stunts before, and I figured if I didn't say yes to that question as well, I might not have the first job. So I just lied, basically. I lied my way into the business. Not the best way to get into stunts, I might add.
I was going to say, so you started doing stunts with little or no training, I take it?
That's pretty much it. Well, I mean, I had an athletic background. I was a runner and all that in school and stuff.
Yeah.
As far as the rest of it, no, I had no training. And fortunately, God bless the guys that came along, the coordinators that came along and basically helped me through the whole process. You know, they saw that I was pretty much probably going to lose my life if they didn't.
Well, it's good they did, and you obviously made it a success working with Schwarzenegger for, what, 15 films? Is that right?
Yeah, 14, actually, yeah.
But wow.
15 years, yeah.
Well, now, tell me, is this right? You're the guy in the Harley in that famous stunt from Terminator 2 jumping into the canal in L.A. there. Is that right?
That's right, yes. It is.
Unbelievable. That's one of the top, I think, is one of the top stunts of all time. Tell us about that. You didn't really jump this massive Harley, did you?
No, and that's the funny part of it. I mean, I'm very grateful to be nominated in the top 10 stunts of all time by CNN. But the thing is that, of course, no, you couldn't drop an 800-pound Harley and, you know, a 250-pound man on it into a canal 30 feet down without destroying both the bike and any future prospect of having children.
That's the magic of movies.
Yeah. So it was actually done on a traveler, a wire overhead, strung between two cranes, and then the crane operator lowered the bike down, so which is why you see the shot actually in slow motion. Because that's the real time it was done in, so we slowed it down a bit. But yeah, you know, it just everybody thinks it was this big dangerous gag, but at the end of the day, I mean, sure, something could have gone wrong, but at the end of the day, it's not quite as crazy as it really looks.
But it's still great. I just love that whole scene in Terminator 2. What was it like working with Schwarzenegger, by the way? I mean, did he ever, you know, did you ever relate to him, or did you?
We were probably inseparable, pretty much 24/7 for those 15 years.
Really.
I was cook for him. I was also a dialogue coach for him later on in later years. I worked with him, like, rehearsing scripts and stuff like that. We were training partners all the time because, basically, I could never get away at the end of the day. He'd be like, Peter, it's time to go to the gym now. and so, you know, it didn't matter that I had taken a beating and might be urinating blood. I still had to go to the gym.
Not surprisingly, you have a very good Arnold Schwarzenegger impression.
Not bad.
What was the worst stunt? You almost got killed in one movie, didn't you?
That was the very last one I actually did with him, which was Eraser.
Eraser.
In 96, yeah. And I got hit by a 3-ton overseas shipping container 100
feet
in the air.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did they even use that scene in the movie?
They couldn't. Because it did go sideways so badly. And it's funny because the initial shot in the script called for it to be done by CG and computer-generated image. And then some idiot put his hand up and said, oh, the stunt guys can do this. And, of course, never asking us whether we could or wanted to. And then at the end of the day, you know, of course, they ended up defaulting back to that CG shot because we were all in the hospital. I for a little longer than most.
So you end up in the hospital for a scene that's not even used. Oh, man, I guess that's the life, though, eh?
Well, the funny part of it was that at that stage in the movie, Arnold had a piece of wood rammed through his leg and stuff, you know, the usual hero wounds. And so I had those on me to match him as well. And when I was unconscious at the end of it all. I blacked out by the time they got me in the ambulance. And when I woke up, they were attempting to dress the fake movie wound in my leg. And I was like, guys, that's not it. And they're like, oh, he's delirious. Hold him down, you know. And I'm like, no. Check a look at it. It's not even real blood.
Oh, man. All right, tell us about your school before we run out of time. School of Hard Knocks.
My School of Hard Knocks. You can check me out. PeterHKent.com is my website. Peter H. Kent. And it's we've got videos there, etc. I wanted to be able to train some guys in the way that I was trained and take some people under my wing to help them get into a business which is really difficult. It's a catch-22. You can't get the experience. Nobody's going to let you on camera without it. So, we take a minimal number of people, usually around 10, because I like to be one-on-one with them. And we do everything. We do full burns. We do car hits. We do high falls. We do stair falls. We do wire work running across the walls and stuff like they do in Spider-Man. We do firing automatic weapons, so you get experience with that. We do hand-to-hand fighting. We do glass, where you get blown backwards through a plate glass window.
Cool.
We do pretty much, everything that you would need in your arsenal. And we also shoot it all in high def so that at the end of the day you walk away with a nice high def video reel of your work so you can go out and start looking for a job.
Yeah, a little resume tape there. Sounds like you got to be pretty athletic to do this stuff.
Yeah, we've had some people that haven't been that athletically inclined, and yet, you sort of have to babysit them a little bit. But we haven't had any injuries, thank Christ, other than a couple broken fingers in 40 students. That's pretty good considering some of the stuff we do. It definitely helps. We've had a couple of guys that have gone partway through our class have already gone on to be stunt doubles.
Are you in Vancouver or one of the suburbs? Whereabouts is it located?
I live up here in Whistler.
Oh, you're in Whistler.
But we do part of our class right in downtown. We work out of a studio downtown, an actual film studio for the glass work and the wire work. And all the burns obviously are done outside because of the fire, 20-foot flames coming off of you. And the car hits and all that stuff. We do, out in Richmond and places like that.
If you don't necessarily have to be athletic, I'm assuming you need a real pair. You got to be willing to take some risks here, Peter.
Oh, yeah, a pair is very useful. and especially when they're wrapped in Nomex and some fire gel on them to keep them from catching on fire. Yeah. But, it's been great. We've got actually one of the guys from Discovery Channel coming out to get set on fire for a piece on Daily Planet, I think, in this next class. And so that'll be fun. That's one guy we don't want to definitely get burned or singed.
Yeah, try not to kill him.
No, because it'll be on camera, on TV. It doesn't look good. It's not good for the rep. We've had quite a few come through of all different. We've had just some people that wanted just for a life experience, too. They had no intention of actually following it through to be a stunt person. But they just decided, I'm going to try this, and did.
Peter, it's fascinating stuff. I'm up against the clock. And it's Peter H. Kent online, is that right?
PeterHKent.com or Peter Kent School of Hard Knocks on Facebook.
Great to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining us.
You too, brother.
Peter Kent, head instructor. It is Peter Kent School of Hard Knocks.